Hello, Jeffrey? Hi, Jeffrey?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Okay, Jeff?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Okay, now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, in the union? How long have you been working?
I've been in the union for, I don't know, like 8 months.
Oh, did you just start? Okay.
That's yeah, okay. Back in March.
Okay. Okay, here we go. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher? Refactory, bricklayer, PCC, restoration?
Bricklayer finisher.
Bricklayer finisher. Okay. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Finisher, helper.
Thank you. And I just want to know, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
1 week.
Thank you. And just want to know, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as us there were this time last year?
More construction projects.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this year, this time last year?
I feel like there's more union.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And just for now, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them, on any of them, the jobs that you worked in the past year?
I don't know.
You didn't see any steward appointed by the union? No one came to talk to nothing like that?
Somebody in charge of the union?
Yeah, you know, a steward. Yeah, the steward, the personal representative.
Like the representative. Yeah, I've met with my representative once.
In the past 12 months?
Yes.
Thank you. And I just want to know, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Been appointed a job by the steward?
Yeah, like you, yourself.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less unemployment.
Thank you. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Oh, it'll get better.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on their job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
The cold, just because it affects my ability to do bricklaying.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
Thank you. First of all, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the ones that you are least likely to get your news from. And I'm going to read you five of them: radio, the internet, or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV, news programming, or cable news. Which one do you think is the top one? Damn, man.